Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What did you think of that one last night?
It was about as ugly gets.
How worried should I be about this franchise?
I think the fact that we're still talking, so for the last few weeks, I keep saying to you guys, okay, let's give it time. Now, when week six, you're doing the same nonsense that you were doing week one, it's fair to be a little bit concerned.
Are there too many cooks in the kitchen, meaning or is there too much munkin?
I don't know. You know what? This is an extremely talented coordinator who really, and I've said this to you before, should have had head coaching interviews, at least. I don't think that's the case, but we have been concerned. We've had concerns about the offensive line from the start of the year. Clearly, still a concern. That first week, the fact that the Browns were out physical was a concern. Still a concern in week six. The 49ers just looked a heck of a lot tougher. And then the sort of lack of discipline, the sloppiness, the penalties. You just said, oh, well, you've got to be able to get the ball to your most talented players. But your most talented players also have to come up with some big catches. Your most talented players have to be able to help their quarterback on occasion, help the rest of the offense. You can't be dropping the ball.
Hey, Didi, because we took a call right before you, and Smooth in Cleveland had asked about you still struggling to try to get guys the ball. I'm just not going to hear that. I can buy a little bit of time being taken, but I've never heard a coach, what am I going to do with all this talent? I just don't know what to do with all these really talented football players. If you can't figure it out, then I'll just find somebody else.
Well, it's not only on the coach. It's not only on the quarterback. Are we seeing everything? Are we seeing who's open? Are we seeing who's getting open? Are we, you know, and I know your listeners hate when I use Pittsburgh as an analogy, but I'm just going to go with it here. On Monday night, Juju Smith-Schuster was barely throwing the ball. He was not a part of the offense at all. Well, then this last week, the ball was thrown to Juju Smith-Schuster, and he dropped the ball. I mean, you have to also come up with big plays. But I think that, you know, the biggest takeaway for me is that Baker looked nervous out there. Baker looked a little bit scared. And by that, I mean in terms of his protection. Not that he didn't know what he was doing. And we heard Nick Bosa say that after, that he felt like they got to Baker. Well, that's exactly what the Titans said week one. So something's got to be shored up there, that the quarterback feels he has time to do what he does best, that he has time to look for who's open, or he has time to let his biggest stars get open so he can use those playmakers. The operation right now, from the protection to the discipline, is really sort of disturbing. The discipline, I mean, in terms of penalties and playing cleanly, things like that. And then, gosh, I was really surprised how the front seven was gashed. I mean, I really honestly thought, and tell me if you don't disagree, if you agree, I really thought the defense is going to be the better unit here. I mean, for the 49ers to come out and just run the ball right down their throat like that, that's alarming. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is, Aditi. And obviously that's something that we're very concerned about. Maybe some signs of that in the second half against Baltimore, but we kind of wrote it off too. All right, that game seemed like it was in hand. I want to ask you something about Freddie, because you know, when a team is poised to make a run like we thought the Browns were, you want to hire the best available coach in that situation. And I don't know that the Browns really did a comprehensive search, but they loved Freddie. He was in-house. They loved his relationship with Baker. Baker's temperamental. A lot of coaches he doesn't get along with. He feuded with guys in college. He feuded with Hugh Jackson, obviously. At what point, because Ken and I are not doing it today, but at what point should we be concerned about coaching with this team?
Oh, you have to give somebody time, and that's not fair. You know, Freddie Kitchens is really,
it's just, it's not fair. I mean, this is a guy that proved that he can get players to buy in. He's a guy that's clearly working at it. He does not have an ego that is too large that he is unwilling to take any sort of advice or counsel or input from anybody. He's trying, and this isn't a single operation. This isn't just like, okay, this is a head coach who doesn't understand how to manage a game. This isn't a head coach who's hiring bad assistants. This isn't a head coach who has an ego run amok. I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to hear me say something negative about Freddie Kitchens. And in an organization like that, I mean, how badly did Kyle Shanahan do a few years ago? And now look at where he is, or last year, without Garoppolo. I mean, it's not like everybody was sitting here and screaming for him to be fired. Even Jay Gruden got so much time. I mean, you've got to give, if you believed in the coach, which John Dorsey clearly did, if you believe in this coach, then you have to give him a little time. But he also has to, I mean, to be fair, he's got to get this figured out. Mm-hmm. Why week six are the same things happening that happened week one or week five? Where are we? Are we in week five? I've lost track of it.
We are on our way to week six, so technically this was week five.
Okay, so week five, we shouldn't be doing the same exact things that we were doing week one. That's fair. That's on Freddie. He's got to figure out how to get through to his players to clean that up. And if the offensive line really isn't cutting it, then John Dorsey has to help him.
Aditi, do you believe the Browns are the best team in the AFC North right now?
No. I don't know who the – no, I don't.
Who's the best team?
I think it's the Ravens because the Ravens have figured out how to gut out wins. I mean, the Ravens played terrible on Sunday against the Steelers, but they still gut out that win. They don't make mistakes. See, the thing about the Ravens is they don't do – they don't have dumb clock management issues like the Steelers do. They don't have dumb penalties. They're just a well-oiled operation. And so even when they're not firing in all cylinders, I hate to use a cliche, but even when they're not playing at their best, they figure out how to win. And that's what really good teams do. And that's what really well-coached teams do. And that's what really organized teams do. And the Steelers aren't that right now, and the Browns don't appear to be that right now either.
Can the Browns win on Sunday against the Seahawks?
I mean, anything is possible, right?
Oh, that's not a good answer. That's not a good answer.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I don't see why they couldn't. The Browns have been a little bit bipolar. We've seen them play phenomenally well and we've seen them play absolutely horribly.
Because I've been a little bit up and down myself here, because I think that's part of the reason why people are so angry. It's because we've had a roller coaster of emotions in 5 weeks. And then this game happens, and I'm still thinking, you know, I think that the results are different. I don't know if you win that game. I think it's hard to win back-to-back road games, especially when you're going all over the place.
When you're going on the West Coast,
yeah. But if you just don't quit, I could accept that. And you didn't even give yourself a chance. It was 14-3. You're going in, about to make it 14-10. Boom, brand new ball game. You have that killer turnover there. Then you immediately give up a touchdown. Then in the second half, you give up the first drive, and they gave up, and I was disgusted.
I mean, but that's what it's about, right? Like, Callaway gets in there. He's got to make that play. You can't let that ball bounce off his hands like that. You know, you need help. And that's what it is. It's one of those things that you sort of, we see things like this either steamroll or they just take off. It's like one good play begets another good play begets another tough play. Mm-hmm. And the Browns just haven't been able to capitalize on that. Now, could they do that against the Seahawks? Sure they could. Is there still a ton of talent here? Sure. Is there still a phenomenal coaching staff? Yes. I mean, how does Baker respond to what Nick Bosa did with the flag planting and talking trash in his face and then talking trash afterwards, saying that, you know, the guy was scared and running for his life? Does that do anything for Baker? Does that do anything for anybody else? Does Odell fumbling that punt do anything for him?
They just have to understand that, like, you're going to be down 14-0 sometimes. It doesn't always start off the greatest way. There's plenty of teams that get down 14-0 and they make it a tight football game and they give themselves a chance to win. And they have no.
Sure.
And I'm worried right now because I think you got plenty of faces. You got guys who sell jerseys. I'm looking for leaders. And I'm not seeing them right now. You lose games like that, you still don't have leaders. It means you're still looking for an identity.
You know, it's so funny. I remember a coach telling me a long time ago that a team doesn't know how to come from behind until the team has come from behind. And it's sort of this idea that, okay, they've got to do it once. They've got to be able to gut it out and say, oh, okay, we're capable of this. We can do this. Even if there's 10 seconds left on the clock, we always feel that we are in a game. And a lot of times, I'm going to use the Steelers again, and people will hate it, but a lot of times, the reason that the Steelers felt that way is because they had Antonio Brown. And they knew that no matter what, Ben Roethlisberger would find a way to find Antonio Brown, and no matter what, even if there were three Ravens hanging on him in every way and the division was on the line, Antonio Brown would find a way to stretch across the goal line and score that touchdown. So who's that guy for the Browns right now?
Aditi,
it's sure not Antonio Callaway. It's supposed to be maybe Jarvis or Odell, but it's not yet.
Aditi?
Nick, go ahead.
You can cut me off. No, we have to run. We thank you for the time.
That sounded like a very, very tepid thank you.
It was abrupt, too.
No,
it was an abrupt, awkward end.
No, because they're doing the wrap-up thing, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. We do thank you for the time.
Yeah, but I just feel like you weren't really that excited this week. All right. Well,
they cut their.
He wasn't listening to what you said at the end.
I was listening.
He was just counting down the seconds.
They got their asses handed to him. I'm not going to be that excited.
He was FaceTiming his kids.
Clearly. Okay. Well, you know, maybe he should be FaceTiming Owens, right? I don't know how he juggles six. I'm struggling with two right now.
Aditi, I'll see you in hell.
Oh, that was cold. Bye, gentlemen.
I'm sorry. Aditi, we'll see you.
Bye.
Aditi,
we'll see you.
Aditi on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got a chance to win raw tickets coming up. We have the pigskin payout, your chance to win $1,000 at 9:03. And also up next, boy, Nick Bosa made things a little awkward for Browns and Buckeye fans last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.